What used to be called baby talk is now called parent tease. It used to be frowned on as exceptionally silly and dangerous, but now, if you want your child to be a genius, you talk in a little bubble like this for the first, well, they don't say actually. How long, O Lord, are we supposed to talk to the bubble like this? Yes, we are. 15 years, maybe? For 15 years, we talk to our children. Yes, we do. Like this, we say, don't take those nasty druggy-wuggies. We say, don't stay too late at the dancy-dancy, at the wave. Long ago, in another life, I was a media hack chasing a story in Dublin. It was a serious story, a complex story about corruption, graft, injustice. We were driving along, chewing it over, when my fellow hack said, oh, look at the big green bus. What can you do? On the way back, I stopped over in London and got very drunk. The hangover seemed to last a week. I felt terrible. I dosed myself with miso soup and seaweed. I was insane for miso soup and seaweed. I still thought my life must change. I went on the internet and typed in ovulation on the search engine, then turned to my husband Martin saying, I think this beer is off. Is there something wrong with this beer? We bought the pregnancy test from a girl with romantic thoughts behind the cash register in Boots. Martin says I was delighted when it proved positive, but I was not delighted. I was shocked and delighted, maybe, but I was mostly deeply shocked. It seems to me that I spent the next 6 weeks on the sofa listening to repeats of radio dramas, but my computer files record the fact that I worked and that I also surfed the net. I was looking for information on what happens when you get drunk in the very early stages of pregnancy, but the women on the internet all wanted to lock expectant mothers up for drinking Diet Coke.